hearing anything. This is WA2AXZ for the New York City Transit K2IRT radio group. We meet here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock to have a chat about everything from ham radio to trains to planes to buses. Everything is fair game for tonight's discussion. Without any further ado, we'll open it up, see if we have any early check-in. Let's get WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. K2AXZ for the K2IRT radio group, looking for any check-ins for tonight's get-together.
This is New York Charlie 2, for Yankee Hotel, still in Queens. Good evening to the net, no traffic.
2 Radio Hotel, is that correct? Anything, let's go right over to KC2SYH. Come on in and make one. You got the K2IRT group here. KC2SYH, come on in and make one. You got the K2IRT group. Great, good evening to you, and it's an interesting night here. It's Holy Thursday, going into Good Friday. The Easter weekend is coming up. I think all the families are going to be getting together this weekend. I know mine is. Got to take care of Mom at the nursing home, so my daughters and everybody's going to come in there. So you got any big plans for the weekend, guys? Down the list of Al, KB2VEQ, you definitely got all the parts on that 160 vertical now. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lobby. Negative, negative. Still have to purchase that ball to hold it together on the bumper ball to hold it together on the bottom. I try to get over to a machine shop and turn me down something that that'll hold as a base. And then wired up. I just got it out of the box, came home this evening, and it was sitting there and flopping around, so I thought maybe it was a part or a piece missing, but as we went over it and did a checklist, I think it's all there. So it'll be a matter of a few days, and I should be able to get it going, so, or make it, put it in the backyard and do a test run on it. And we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I'm almost there. Should be joining you guys on the rag tours shortly. And another antenna in the pond. What can I tell you? KP2VQ. Back over to you, Lobie. WA2AXZ. and the bunch.
Yeah, I've got the HRO catalog over here. And they have different types of antennas. Got the RVM, the Robert Victor Mike. It's an RV mount with a heavy duty bracket that can be used in the antenna. It's got a the SOC 39 on the bottom.
That sells for HRO for $23. The other one is the bumper mount, the BM1, and it's got straps and hooks and all sorts of little goodies in there for a bumper connection. But this is what I've used on the Jeep, and I've used up on the roof here, and it's done a great job. It's held up over the many years I've had it up there. But whatever you choose to use, just make sure it's secure. Once you have it up in the air, tie it down and give it a good hold. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Definitely. And I'll find you one day when you're not too busy and come over and take a look and get your suggestions on it. But I have a couple of ideas right now. And I got an old CB radio antenna. I'll strap that around it to kind of hold that whip in shape a little bit and keep that firm and do whatever I can to support the bottom and see if I can put it up in the tree and get that base and wire it up. So I'll run that over and make out some plans for the weekend, and I may even go over to Pickin Yard and get on the lathe and turn me down a piece. Or either see if I can get over to a welding shop on 50 Cozine and see what they can weld up for me. Either way, draw out the plans and see what I can make up. But I'm excited about it, looking forward to it. This is KB2BEQ, back over to you, Lobie, and the K2RT net.
Give it a few seconds if anyone else wants to check in there. Really what you can also use is it's a little less than quarter inch stock steel, 3 inches across and maybe about 7 or 8 inches long. And you just bend it into an L shape and mount the bumper mount on top of that and just tap a couple of holes there for the U-bolt, and it can mount on a pole. It could screw it right into the tree if you wanted to do it. So many different ways of doing it there, and definitely we'll get together. I went out and I bought myself a new BM, the wall mount for the bumper mount, but I also bought the heavy-duty mount, the SSM. It's got a 4-inch stainless steel spring with a copper continuity bonds and everything. I don't know what I'm going to use on the Jeep yet. I made the bracket for it, but since I don't have the Jeep yet, I really don't know where or what I'm going to put it. So I picked up the parts anyhow, so I'll have the Jeep covered, and then I'll have the RV covered when I get that thing delivered. All right, let's take a moment here. This is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting on this frequency Thursday nights from 8 to 9 for just some friendly chat. Talk about everything from ham radio to life and everything in between. If anyone else would like to check in, you don't have to be a member. Come on in and join the group. We've got the K2IRT group looking for check-ins. Come on in now. Anyone else want to check in? I thought I heard someone. I hear you. Everyone. once in a while you kick the repeater in there, but the audio is not getting through. Try one more time. Today. What's going on your side of the world?
Not much. Just rushing in to be able to say good evening. Hello and good evening to the net. Everything's good. Nice spring day. A little windy, but I'll take it. Soon all the green will be back and everybody will be having a good time.
You really have to get up on the roof and do the work, okay?
You got that right. I'm still waiting to get up on the roof and after a couple of warm days, a couple of consecutive warm days in a row, and I got some antenna work to do myself. Back over to you, Lola.
Picked up the 160 meter hamstick, and I'm looking at mine right now. Mine's still sitting in the corner of the room here, and I've got one on the roof. Does the job. It's a tiny little antenna, but it can definitely get the gang down on HF there. Alright, Marcus, let's see if anyone else wants to check in. If not, we'll go to the top of the list. Anyone else want to join us today? About the transit system, and he says, I used to speak to some guy in the transit system there. I think his name was Charlie, WB2YZX. So it's amazing, from Oregon to New York to Japan to England, all our members go all over the world. Let's give it over to KC2SYH, see if he can make another one. Come on in. You got WA2AXE and the K2IRT group. Again, looks like we're going to have a tiny group here tonight, guys. Andy went to a retirement party, KF2WR. Went to one of the guys we affectionately call Papa Smurf. Because when you look at him, he looks just like Papa Smurf. And we worked with Mr. F for many years, and we all wish him well there. So, Val, KB2VEQ, looks like you got out of going to the church routine tonight. Come on in.
It's a sad look on my face, and out the door she went. And I got a chance to grab a little dinner before getting down in the basement here and getting on the radio, turning on the radio. hit you guys. I think I was maybe a minute off course, but I still heard a couple of guys in there. I think I heard N2YN come in there, and the other call sign that you just called, the KC2SYA, and then I got on, so that was pretty good, and I heard the other Marcos come in there, and so, you know, we may get a few late callers coming in, and congratulations in order for Papa Smurf, as you call him. And how many years exactly did he have? I want to see if I'm going out too prematurely after 30.
YRT group here.
Maybe he had about 34, 35 years. As I said, I'm still going with my 38 this coming June. Forgive me, July 13th. Friday the 13th. Start on my 39th. So I'll hang around for a couple more years just to see what happens next.
Come on in, you're just barely making the repeater. Hey, this is KC2SYE. Yo, Rob, I stepped away from my radio. I think I heard you calling me before, is that correct?
Yeah, it's your turn to make one. Come on in and have one.
One question throughout there. Has anyone heard any additional information on the 160s leaking oscillator? Has it been resolved?
Haven't heard very much of anything. As I said, being in the power group, they don't get back to me that often. But I was sort of hoping that Peter WB2SGST would have been out here. Because Peter actually does the work for Bombardier and the Alstom warranty work. And you know, he'd be an excellent source of information. You know, WB2SGT, that's the call.
Get that thing straightened out one way or the other. If not, believe me, the manufacturer is still liable under the warranty rules, so it's going to start costing him more money. But they said they'll usually iron out the problems as we go along. I'm getting curious to see the new one, the 179. Those things are going to be 75-foot monsters, and it's just amazing how many cars they're actually moving forward to buy. Go ahead.
Today.
he's in one of some of those test trains. The way he is around 1971 on the F line. By the Smith and Knight station. Because when you hit some of the curves going down, they hit the Smith Street line. He started smacking the side of the wall there, the retaining wall of the walkway. He actually had to chop a few inches off the catwalk to allow the 75 footers that he had at that class to go through. So I'm sure there are going to be plenty of measurements taken before they start running them. I don't think they'd want to run $1 million train or $1 million car into a tunnel just to scratch up the beautiful stainless steel there. All right. Next on the list, we'll give it up to Val for a few minutes. And Val just picked up a new 160-meter hamstick, so we're talking about all the installations and the like. Val, you wanted to put this thing up in a tree? Go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. That was my plan. I do have some other options, but I have a big tree that right in the middle of the backyard. You know the tree, and I thought it would be an excellent place to strap it on. So that was my initial plan, but I'm open for, you know, what other suggestions. And at that location, it would not interfere, and it would be far enough away so it wouldn't resonate from the Gap or the Diamond X30. I wouldn't get any, you know, any interference from any of the other antennas, even though I'd only be operating one at a time. It would be something that you know, would be a sufficient distance that I shouldn't have any problems. That's why I was suggesting that. And I do have a building right at the back of the property also, but I thought that may not be a good idea because of the gutters around it. It may have a little problem with that, or trying to get it above that so I wouldn't get a ground plane effect from the roof. That may interfere with it also. So free hanging from the tree limb would be, I guess, one of the best areas with the best insulation and the clearest spot that I could find above ground plane.
Well, there's always the other side of the roof. Where I have mine, you know, I have a tiny, tiny little buckle on a roof up here. And in the center of the roof, I've got the tripod holding up the Hustler 6B TV, the HF 10 through 80 vertical. And I kid you not, and I'm just looking at my ceiling, and barely, and I'm going to say this, barely 12 to 14 feet away on the chimney, I've got the hamstick, because I have to take advantage of every little piece I have here. But the secret is, you know, it doesn't matter where you put it, just make sure it's clear, it's free radiating, and you definitely have to throw a good ground on it. We'll talk about it as time comes, but again, I've got three good ground rods, one in the front of the house, two in the back, and braided cables going everywhere. So we'll have to see if we can get you wired up, get the SWR adjusted, and get you on at night. Sounds funny, but we have Steve, K2NX, from the car equipment. He's the fellow that runs the vintage trains up at 207th Street. He comes in from time to time to visit me at the control center, and he's put up a little 160 antenna, and even he's getting on at night. Give it over to Marcus now, see what Marcus has to say. We got the K2IRT group. Come on in, Marcus.
Thank you very much, and good evening to Val. That was going to be a question, is if you do free hang it from a tree, how are you going to have your ground plane, Val?
I don't think I need any ground plane. Just to ground it, There is a 4-foot fence right near the tree. It may not be sufficient for a ground, but I do have an 8-foot ground rod that I could ground it to, and that would be no problem.
Okay, just wanted to know what your plan was, especially you're going to be in the tree. I guess on windy days like today, you're going to have a varying signal. Because actually, that's what I'm getting from the repeater tonight with all the wind out there. She's varying from almost 10 inch to down to an S9. So you will be affected by those windy days.
I don't know if you heard before. Maybe you weren't on before. But I was also stating that I had a coil from an old CB radio. And I was going to put that on it to kind of brace it to keep it from bouncing around too much. That would kind of limit it a little bit.
Okay, so that'll work. That should help out. Well, good luck. You said that that was made by, the people that have the same manufacturer make the hamstick?
The name of the company is called Pro-Am, Professional Amateur Communication Products. It's Pro-Am, and it's HF mobile antenna 160, 250 watt rated.
One thing everyone has to remember, even though it says it's for the mobile, unless it's perfectly mounted and it's rock solid, have to support it and not flip it around, then you'll have a decent SWR. But I tried this on the back of the Jeep, and you got it set 1-for-1 on the 1871 frequency. And the moment I started moving the car and the slightest of the wishes of the antenna, the SWR was the same level there. So once you get it up on the roof, pretty much the SWR is stable. I just plug mine into the SWR here now, and I'm running 1.2 at 1871. So it's up there, it's blowing around, but with the ground attached to the base, the ground attached to the back of the radio, and all the good grounding points there, you should have it made yet.
That, I guess you were talking to Marcus. Let me turn it back over to Marcus. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Marcus.
Okay, this is N2LTV. Okay, I remember I went down to HRO in Delaware, and I bought two of those same 166 that you just mentioned, the Pro-Am. And when I asked for it, the guy behind the counter said, "Whoa, you're brave, huh?"
IRT group here. Well, listen, it's not a question of bravery. It's a question of what you do with it. And once you figure out what to do with it, you mount it the right way, you can have a lot of fun if you're in a restricted area and no place to put a monster antenna.
Thank you.
Again, this is K2IRQ, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock to a Sunday chat. You don't have to be a member of the K2IRQ to be part of this. You can check in if you're joining us. We'll just take a brief moment to see if you have any additional check-in. This is the K2IRQ.
How you doing, Lobby? K2IRQ group with W2AXE from K82NX checking in.
K2NX, how doing, Steve? Your ears must have been ringing. Val and I were talking about you on 160 and me and all the other people.
That's pretty frightening. I'll have to get on there and make some noise. The only problem is that Tom can never hear me with my 100-watt Pino whistle down there, so that kind of gets a little frustrating after a while. You're my only hope as far as relaying any messages to them.
Yeah, I've got to get a little fire in that wire there. But now, it's just up a handstand like the one right here. And they're discussing where he's going to put it. Now cut that out. Don't tell them where to put it.
Yeah, I missed almost everything you said. There's some QR Nancy static that's taking you out. And sometimes when you come back, the voting system switches you to another receiver. So, but I missed what you said. So. You have to try it again or boost the power a little bit, unless you are running full blown arms that you have to hustle in. We'll be machine cars into the main shop tonight, so I should say this morning. We'll help with hosting from one of the local motorman instructors up there. I did the bulwark and he did the operating things and put the equipment to get worked on over the weekend. So, speaking of weekend, my vacation officially starts now. So, my vacation for a week, Lobby. KQIRT, WH2AXC, KQIRT. And you can pass it around, go right ahead.
Top of the list now.
And see if anyone else wants to say anything. KC2SYH, K2IRT group, come on in.
Again, if you're using a handheld, you're going to have to get to a window or something because we're getting every third word or so there. It's breaking up through the repeater. Give it another go. said we'd have to check with the car equipment people. Give them a check tomorrow. We have Don, AA2DS. That's the part of the O'Reilly Command Center next to us, so we'll throw the question to him and find out what they're doing. At one time when they were testing the CBTC, they had to keep the old DC cars running in between the new AC cars because the computer sometimes would have a glitch in it and actually the cars would disappear. They would have phantom trains showing up on the control board. So apparently they put the DC cars in between the AC cars, and that would at least give them an indication that something was on the tracks. So anything's possible. It could be just another glitch, or they were testing something out. We'll have to see. Back over to you. This is the K2IRT group. K2IRT group. We're going to continue on with Duval again. I wonder where the rest of the gang went. We'll have to call them up in the city. KB2VEQ, you got the K2IRT group. Come on in and make one. Varad, you're still using your 746 Pro for this? Go ahead.
Affirmative. Yes, this is ICOM. 746 Pro that I'm using, and on 2 meter and HF and 6 meter. Don't have the full 40 on this one, but I have my little HT that I use for full 40 and pick up some of the other guys. I just carry that around with me all the time in the bag. I use it up J Street when in the morning a little bit when I get a little break. I'll turn that on and listen to it, and I often pick up Marcos, the other Marcos, into YN, and he's on with a few guys, Sergio and a few of those guys. I think their repeater is right down at the Sheraton Hotel, right down the block from you, and was at 53rd and Broadway. I think that's where their antenna is. And, and their repeater. I catch them, so I'm all around the place on the radio from HF. Not much 6 meter. I only get the chance to work 6 meter when we have the field day or special events on Charlie's radio. He has the antennas for that. And other than that, you know, we're back and forth. So I guess, like you said, the other guys are probably out at church or doing some other things. So we'll look forward to seeing them next time. And other than that, I don't have too much more to say. But if you come back around to me, I'll say a little bit more. I'll turn it back over to you, Lovie. This is KB2BEQ. And the K2RT bunch, and back over to you, WA2YAXC.
I tell you, one of the big things that I'm going to try to do, I've been running ragged the past couple of weeks, going back and forth between the radio phone and the I guess if you want to spend some time out at Hamill, setting up that shack and getting the equipment there. I know we have a good roster of antennas and we have the equipment there. There's always room to make some improvements. But if you're not going to be filming for a while, it's just the time.
You know, really gets to me when we don't have enough to really put into it. But I would love to just get the tower over there. One day, when I have a chance, even if I do it on my own, I'll take a ride over to Pierpont and I'll just break the tower down. I'll unbolt it, and I'll separate the sections, and maybe I'll get the crew out there. We'll just lower it down, I'll plop it on the back of my truck and take it for a ride. You know, the little 10-foot sections I can manage, but when we transported the whole thing as one unit, oh, that was a monster. That was a big one to move. Well, that's what's going on. As I said, I don't know if I'm going to get on 160 tonight. I've been putting in too long of the days there, and I talked to Tom on the telephone this morning. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to make a banner for the 1721 group, a 5x7 banner that we can hold at Dayton. And I've been working on some of the graphics back and forth. I'd like to make something for the K2IRT group because we have all these resources for us. And we'll talk to Don and the rest of the guys. And we'll try to get a K2IRT banner to unfurl. The good people at Coney Island Yard called me up and they wanted to know if we were going to be part of the rodeo this year. So let me just drop the repeater. Again, the good people at Coney Island Yard called us up and wanted to know if we're going to do the rodeo this year. But what we'll do this year is we'll sit out the rodeo. Still, a special event for the 17th in Marine Park. They said we'll refresh and put on a good show and have fun along the way. Hey, I'm just really making it a chore. You know, we'll be out there out front, out of the public eye, and showing them what we can and do with ham radio. As I said, I was talking to the guys the other day, and in this month's the World Radio book, they had the guys that made a cantenna. They took eight soda cans, cans of Pepsi, Coke, ginger ale, soldered them together, and they made a 2-meter antenna out of the thing. And I think that would be a great thing to set up at the park. You know, just to show the people that, you know, using basic tools and basic things that you can find, you can get on the air and do some kind of an emergency service if you ever had to.
Back to Marcus, see what Marcus has to say about the phone. Get the K2IRT group. That's a lot of soda just to make an antenna. I'm starting to get thirsty. This is Val, another trick that you can do in case your setup doesn't work for that 160 mobile antennas, you can just get two of them and put it in a dipole fashion. You can give that a shot if your idea doesn't work too hot.
Roger, thanks. That's another idea. I'll talk to you more about it.
Yeah, I have two, and at the last QTH, it gets a little cumbersome. They are heavy antennas, but I had it out the attic window during the 160 single sideband contest, and I made a couple contacts, Maryland, places like about that distance. So it's not too bad. It's, let me put it this way, it's better than nothing. Back over to you, Lobie. This is N2LTV.
Hey, you got the K2IRT group. As I said, this is one of the good things. We'll share ideas and we got the antenna systems working. As I said, I'm still trying to put a full-size antenna on my roof. And I wouldn't dare. Every time I was doing something in the house, everyone started giving me dirty looks. They put up antennas and they started knocking on the door. I'm causing TBIs. But when I first put my antenna system up in 1969, I only had money for the antenna, had money for a radio. And just for the fact that they saw the antenna, your neighbors looked out and says, hey, it's got to be him. Let's go get him. And I caught holy hell over that. All right, let's give it over to Steve now, K2NX. Come on in, Steve. Come on in and make one.
Okay, that'll work. W2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is K2NX. Yeah, well, that's the disadvantage of being a ham. You get cursed for everybody else's issues. Oh, I got static on my TV. Oh, it must be you. Sorry, but you know, I was sleeping at the time. Nothing was even turned on. I mean, I used to get every so often a couple of interesting responses, you know, to the TV antennas like that. That used to drive me nuts. That's the downside of the hobby. The bad old days of the linear amplifiers running illegally on 11 meters didn't help our cause too much, and you know that sort of thing still goes on. But it's thankfully some of that has calmed down as far as TVI is concerned, because most everybody has cable or satellite. But then we have all the other newfangled L-cheapo electronic devices that are susceptible to RFI, such as, you know, $5 telephone sets, you know, computer monitors, speakers, etc., etc., etc. You know, the list goes on, you know, with this, these cheap, you know, $5 items that just hear everything and are susceptible to everything. So what's been solved in one avenue has been a problem in a different sort of a way. Now, let me let this drop. So that can stifle HF operation. That makes it very difficult. And I'm not on the air as much as I'd like to be, so I guess I don't cause too much grief around here. But when I was running, you know, legal limit AM, I only got one complaint, and the lady wasn't upset about it. I was coming to her landline phone that was causing some a little bit of cross-hatching on her big screen TV. But I haven't been on the air enough to pester her, and she hasn't said anything more about it. So I guess it's time for me to go wind some toroid core filters for the cable TV input and for her telephone. Hopefully that'll work. Anyway, let me stop babbling and stop getting long-winded and send it back to you, Lobi. And I know nothing about R-42s running on the Canarsie line. I haven't worked the Canarsie line since, let's put it this way. All the original single systems were still there. That was the last time I worked it full-time. The most recent time was with the set of I-9 museum cars, and that was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, so. But I'm not there every day. K2AXC, K82NX in the group.
K2NX, you got K2IRT radio group. Well, I tell you, we're doing some work today with the federal government, so whether that's just myself and some brothers are taking them around to some of the old power stations on the mountain line, the Jamaica line, and some other places along the way. Show them what go out and do with the money. And the federal government gives us X number of dollars, not only for the building of the subway, but for the maintenance of the subway. So we show them how we do it, and they write the report. Of course, we always try to get some more money for the
the worst. But a very interesting thing happened at the beginning of the week. We dropped the receiver. Mr. Robertson, who learned this speech writer, was writing some facts together for him.
And she asked me, give me some substation facts and figures, you know. We have a paper from Capital Projects that says that the power system is 98% in a state of good repair. And the rest of us in SO are looking at that. We're trying to think, there's no way we're 98%. We have some old equipment dating back now. You know, the new stuff, of course, is new, but the old stuff dates back to 1960, 1917, 1932. So we made a roundup and we made a report, and we also told them that, you know, in some applications we actually had to borrow power rectifiers from Long Island Railroad. They were throwing a couple of the old rectifiers out, but we refurbished them and put them back into operation on the Nostrand Avenue line, the White Plains line. They're running on the F line now. Believe it or not, it's running at Grand Street on the Manhattan Bridge. You've got these little things all over the place. Well, apparently you got back to Mr. R, and his eyes bugged out. He said, what do you mean we're running the biggest subway system in the world and we're using hand-me-downs? So a lot of questions that are going to be asked, and we have all the answers. It just comes down to the almighty dollar. There's only so much you can do to keep the system going. All right. Let's go back up to the top of the list, KC2SYH, for one last round before we put a lid on it. KC2SYH, come on in and make one.
Conduit that was pleasing to them. So
is some woman in charge of that, so they have to meet with her, and she has to go around to each station that they have to put it in, which is about five or six stations, so that they can run the R-160s. And so that's where we are with that project. We don't have the monitors yet. They haven't purchased the monitors. And they are planning on putting flat panel monitors there. And they haven't purchased them yet. And they haven't purchased the enclosures for them. But I had a guy out there running conduit, and they stopped it and had to go through clearinghouse. And whenever that part of the job is finished, we'll go back on, install in the conduit, and next will be the monitors whenever they get on board, and we will wire them up and they'll be ready to go back in business with the R-160s on the J-line. Roger, this is KV2VEQ. I guess this is my final 73 to each and every one of you on the K2RRT net tonight, and this is KV2VEQ saying 73.
Okay, Lobby, I don't know if you mentioned it or not, but did you move your workstation over to Far Rockaway yet?
Yes, it's moved out to Hamel. What's going on that you can't hear me?
Depends on which receiver is picking you up. That time you were very loud.
Lobby, you approximately, when after you key up, there's anywhere from 15 to 20 seconds before we can actually hear you clearly. You just continue talking, and it's a little scratchy, and all of a sudden it just opens up.
All right, I'm trying something right now. How is this? Is this any better?
Please.
Right now I'm on low power. It looks like low power works a little bit better with this ICOM radio. I'm running a mobile, an old ICOM 3200A. And sometimes it gives me grief, sometimes it doesn't. But definitely, we've moved our shack and we've moved a majority of the equipment out to Rockaway. And we probably will be back from time to time at different locations. Because, you know, sometimes it gets stale in one location. So one of the good things about K2IRT, we're mobile. We go everywhere, guys.
Okay, Roger. Okay, let me say good evening to Ned. You got somebody else I want to check in before you clear. This is N2LTV, Marcus in Southeast Queens. Thank you.
All right, Marcus, you have a great night. And let's give it up to Steve, KA2NX or K2NX. I told you, Steve, I'm lousy with four letters. Come on into the K2IRT for the final.
Okay. No, that's all right. Close enough.
Maybe one day I'll get that 1x2 K2NX. Anyhow, no, I don't have a whole heck of a lot to add here either. I figured I would forego the diner and just kick back here and join you guys for a little while, and I'll go grab a sandwich instead. It'll be half the price and it'll fill me up just as much without making me explode. So anyway, Lobie, sorry I missed you the other day. I know you were running around with a couple of issues going on there, so I missed you. But if all goes well, I'll be making my Friday ride in the morning and making that 10 o'clock bus. So if you're floating around the office, I'll give you a call and visit with you for a few minutes if you're not too busy before I make my way back down to the port. So anyway, everyone, have a good night. Be well, 7-3, God bless, and hope to catch everybody in here again next week. We'll try and get in here a little bit earlier. At least we made it halfway through the net this time. Good night, all. Over to you, Lobie. I'll catch up with you in the morning. I doubt I'm going to get on 160 now. I'm going to go grab myself a sandwich. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is K82NX listening out. Good night, all.
KC2SYH.
Found a lot of noise on 160 tonight, atmospheric noise, but Tom and the gang are out there. So I'll give you greetings up to them, and then I'm going to shut it down because I got to hit the sack. I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. These long nights, can't do it too much. Before we end, let's give it back to KC2SYH, and then we'll lock the door. KC2SYH, come on in to make the final.
Hey, thank you, Rob. When you called me out before, I didn't realize that we were on the finals. You know, time goes so fast, I wasn't even looking at the clock. Just want to say 7-3 to everybody. Hope everybody has a happy Easter, and I'll catch you next time. WE2AXC with the K2RG group, KC2SYH, back over to you.
All right, you have a great Easter weekend to everybody of the K2IRT. Passover's coming, and all the other beliefs there. This is a special time. It's springtime. Just be good to each other. Be good to the family and friends, and life will go on. And for the K2IRT group, you got WA2AXZ here thanking everybody for stopping by today. If there's any shortwave listeners that are interested in the K2IRT group, you check out the QRZ webpage, and we have the K2IRT listed, and the email and such is there. You get in contact with a couple of the gang, and we'll try to give you some information. And then to our W, Rich, and the gang, we want to thank you for allowing us to use the repeater for another night, and to all who are here tonight, Rich is still looking for some donations to help out with the battery and the component replacement of the repeater. So if you can check out the N2ROW website and get the address, the contributions are greatly appreciated. Again, to everybody, 73 is a happy Easter to all. WA2AXZ here for the K2IRT group. I'm at a QSY to 160 meters, 1871. Bye-bye.